another Boxcar 7-Eleven. Pause for reflection.
California is great. Why do you think everybody's moving out there?
Because they're all nuts or they're broke or they're jumping bail or something. Don't you know that California is the home of where it's going to occur the world's worst catastrophe?
Catastrophe?
Yes, dumbbell. Don't you know that California is sitting on a shelf out there? They call that the Pacific Shelf there. There's three states on that shelf. Oregon, California, Missouri. Don't you know the day the big earthquake, them three states gonna be shoved right over that shelf there? They call that the continental divide.
What?
Yes, yes, the Pope knew about this years ago. He said it was St. Andrew's fault. Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Oh, Archie, I don't think God would push all them people off a shelf.
Oh, what the hell do you know about God? I'll tell you what God would do. He's going to dump California. He's just waiting till the last of the crazies get out there. And these two here may be the last couple of dummies.
Archie, you're not going to put a damper on this for me. I'm calling California to give him my acceptance.
Daddy, we had to leave sometime. Now we're all just going to have to get used to the idea.
All right. Let it happen. As the Puerto Rican said as they was reading him his rights, que suru suru.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, ladies. I wonder what would happen some night if we didn't tell you to applaud when we told you to. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And Rodney, old man, how are you? You've been happy this past week, I hope.
Well, I'll see you later. I guess I'm in the wrong studio.
No, you're in the right place. Come here. This week I was out traveling in the best circles.
Made you a little dizzy, didn't it?
Yeah. You're proud of that, eh? Yeah. No, I went to a literary tea.
Literary tea? How come?
Well, it was a mistake. I thought it was a tea for the illiterate.
Well, in whose honor was the tea given?
In Gene Fowler's honor.
See, I hear his new book, Solo and Tom Toms, is one of the best books of the year.
Yeah, and think of it, it's free. Of course, there's a $3 cover charge. It's a wonderful book, though. It's about Buffalo Bill, Jack Dempsey, Colorado... Montana. It's about a place up north here, see? And the hundreds of great people.
Was Dempsey at the tea?
Yeah, Jack Dempsey. He brought back great memories of my fighting days.
You were a fighter?
Yes, I was known as Kid Sweet Chariot. I was always swinging low, you know.
Well, who else is at the party? Huh? Who else was at the party?
All the people who are interested in books of the world was there. Carlton A. Slop and W.C. Fields was there.
Bill Fields is a bookworm?
Sure, he's always got his nose in a book. Big books, of course. Okay, and he reads things like Ten Nights in the Bar Room, Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes, Lost Weekend. He even took the Grapes of Wrath and beat it with a club. He thought he could get a little out of that.
You know, I love the classics myself, Shakespeare and Bacon.
I like Bacon, too, but where can you get it these days?
Well, tell me more about this gathering.
Well, everyone was immaculate. That means no gravy stains on the tie. Some society lady got up to sing. She had on a brown hat, brown gloves, brown shoes, brown... She looked like 200 pounds of hot dogs coming to life. And bow-legged, no kidding. If she ever gets a run in her stocking, it'll go by the way of Pomona.
Well, what did she sing?
I'm proud of that.
Huh? What did she sing?
Oh, I don't know. I think she sang Mud from the opera Henry Clay or something like that.
You understand opera?
No, neither do a lot of people at Joe. You know, once for a laugh... That's a fact. Once for a laugh, Lawrence Melchior...
That's right.
He sang at a concert. He sang 5 pages of the Santa Fe timetable.
Kidding.
No, I'm not either. It's the first time people ever applauded the fact that number 7 didn't stop at Glendale.
Well, what else happened at the tea?
Well, Gene Fowler told me that he might write a story of my life entitled, Don't Let This Happen to Your Daughter. Then Fowler gave a short review on his book, and then we all went swimming.
Swimming?
Yeah, oh, you should have seen me. I climbed up to the top of a 100-foot ladder. Right up to the top of the... You know, it's harder to climb down a ladder than it is to climb out. Johnny Weissmuller was there.
Old Tarzan himself.
Yeah, boy, can he dive. He did a swan dive that was so graceful, a seagull came asking for his autograph. I did a swan dive, and a swan looked up, and he says, it's a lawn. Marilyn Maxwell was there. I have to laugh myself at times to keep from getting lonesome. Marilyn Maxwell was there, and you should have seen the bathing suit she was wearing. It was strapless, you know.
Say, Red, what holds up those strapless bathing suits?
A city ordinance.
Well, all in all, it sounds as though the literary tea was a big success.
Yes, and I'd like to say if people would like to read a good, clean book with good humor, A Solo in Tom Toms really beats it out.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, scientific tests of America's 6 biggest-selling brands based on a method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 distinguished doctors, including throat specialists, have proved conclusively. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, so no other is safer to smoke. Yes, Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, so no other is safer to smoke than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
And now our lovely Anita Ellis will sing Strange Love.
More Surely a strange love, but strangely I don't want to change my love. Though your heart was always denied me, I'm happy when you are beside me. My arms are strangers to your arms, and my lips are pleading in vain again. But someday
Skelton's scrapbook of satire is entitled Easy Money. Our characters are fictional. If they resemble anyone you know, get them back in the cage, quick. Chapter 114 is entitled The Night Watchman at the Bank, and our specimen is J. Newton Numbskull, one of the many who'll take any kind of a job for soft dough.
Well, I'm working as a night watchman, and just think, only a few months ago, I was putting guys as a lieutenant and me, making them walk on guard duty. Uh-oh, somebody's at the door. I hope it ain't a robber. I look a mess, I do. Uh-oh, they're trying to break in the bank. I know it. Where's my gun? Where's my gun? It's not in that pocket. Not in that pocket. Maybe it's my back pocket. Yep, there it is. Gee, I look funny with only 7 toes on 1 foot, don't I? I'll sneak over and see who's at the door. Who's there?
It's me, Mary Lou May, the scrub woman.
Oh. I'm sorry to keep you waiting here.
I never seen such a scaredy cat. Put that gun away. Why don't you be tough? Where I come from, men eat meat raw, then sit over a hot fire to barbecue it.
Well, that's nothing where I come from. When a cat wants milk, he hijacks a cow. You want me to help you clean up around here alone?
Are you sure you're strong enough?
Sure. Feel this muscle.
It's like a rock. How'd you get a muscle like that?
I sewed it in my sleeve. I got news for you. It is a rock. I thought I was putting something over on you.
Hey, look, Newton. You ought to take lessons from Charlie Atlas.
Not if I'm going to look like he does. I wouldn't want to take him.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, ain't you ever noticed these pictures in magazines? He's half leopard. That ain't for me, you know.
you know, Newton, you're kind of cute.
Now, don't start that stuff again. I'm in no mood for this dilly-dally. You better get busy and clean up this floor around here.
You know, Newty, I've been thinking a lot about you. Yeah. Tell me, do you ever think about me?
Oh, sure. Last night, I dreamed about you.
You did?
Yeah, I dreamed you and I were married. And I can hardly wait to get to sleep tonight so I can get a divorce again. I gotta get to work. You know, our burglar alarm's a little out of order. I better walk around and see if all's well around here.
Yeah, well, be careful walking around on that wet floor. It's slick as a whistle.
I just blew it. Hey, I'm sorry. I flattened your bucket out there. Hey, that's funny. A big black car just fallen into the alley.
You know, that broken burglar alarm worries me.
Really?
Why, a man could come right in and rob this bank.
No.
Yeah, but look, someone's climbing in a window.
Yoo-hoo. What do you want?
All right, right down, you mugs.
Oh, a Harvard man. Well.
Shut up, Warthead.
Yeah. I knew that broken burglar alarm would get us into trouble around here.
Did you say the burglar alarm ain't working?
Yeah. Makes a nice little plot, don't it? Let's hurry and everybody turn the page. I'm dying to find out how it turns out.
What did you say?
Huh?
Did you say the burglar alarm ain't working?
That's my voice, yes.
You don't happen to know the combination to this safe, do you?
Yes, I do.
Where is the combination?
I got it in my head. That hole ain't empty, you know.
Look, get out of my way.
Now, you stop pushing.
I'll open the safe.
That ain't nice, you know.
Let me see. I'll need my blowtorch, my drill.
You're a very nasty man, you know. You ought to be ashamed.
Say, who's the cute little chick over in the corner? She's kind of pretty.
Yeah, perch there nice, ain't she, huh? You better get another bulb for your flashlight, if you ask me.
Hey, stay away from me, you thief.
Ah, come on. Give us a little kiss, baby.
I will not. Come on.
Give me a little kiss. Hey, Newton, he's trying to kiss me. Well, ain't you
going to stop him? No, he deserves to be punished.
Look, sugar, let me grab the loot out of this bank, and then we'll take it on the lam together.
No, I'm happy here.
Well, Newton, look, ain't you going to fight him?
I sure am, just as soon as I assume my favorite position. Now.
Get up off your back. You're yellow.
Well, that's better than being black and blue. Here, I'll blow him a police whistle and get some help in here.
Hey, look, he's getting away.
Yo, don't yell so loud. He might come back, you know.
I'll stop him. I'll throw a cuspidor at him.
Well, we knocked him cold, didn't we, huh?
We? What did you have to do with it?
That was my head you threw at him there. You know, cuspidors don't have ears, you know.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Joseph Cotton, starring in David O. Selznick's Duel in the Sun, says, quote,
I've read the reports on brand after brand. I'm convinced medical science has proved no other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Thus, no other is safer to smoke. I'd rather have a Raleigh. Raleighs are right.
Right, Joseph Cotton. And those tests were based on the method used by the United States government. So enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science offers you proof
positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So, no other is safer to smoke than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Tonight, David Forrester and his orchestra play Lover. Much, David Forrester. Chapter 116 of Easy Money is entitled Junior Executive. All children at some time or other have tried to make money the easy way. All their little schemes usually work, and Junior is no exception.
I'm going to pull a commando raid in the icebox. I'm going to raid the icebox. From the halls of Grandma's bungalow to the kitchen further down. I open up the icebox door and goodness, look what's there. Oh, boy, look at that chicken. His widow's tummy is growling. I think I'm going to give it to Bird. That's what I mean.
Junior?
Yes?
What are you doing?
I'm playing Marine Raider, Grandma.
Are you having fun?
What you said?
Are you having fun?
You're getting me fill of it, yeah.
Junior, you're not getting into the cold chicken, are you?
No, the cold chicken is getting into me.
Good heavens, look at that chicken.
Yeah, he's bony, ain't he, huh?
Junior, why do you do these things? Other little boys don't act like you.
Well, I don't know why they don't. It's easy once you get onto the rope.
Young man,
it's not around the seat of the dog.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, just for that smart aunt going to cut your allowance off for 1 month.
You mean I gotta go without me jelly beans? Me staff of life? LaGuardia will hear about this.
And don't go near your piggyback either.
Piggyback? Is your piggyback, is that like a piggy bank? Piggy bank, right?
You heard what I said. I said, don't go near your piggy bank either.
Yeah. Well, me piggyback is in the red after last night, you know.
What happened last night?
Well, Gramps found out that me piggy bank was loaded, and before I knew it, me bank was empty and he was loaded.
What do you mean he was loaded?
I think somebody shot him. He came staggering in last night and I heard him say, oh boy, this is awful. I got 6 straight shots in me.
Get it out of the icebox.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Grandma, what happened to the widow light that used to be in this widow hole up here?
Junior, don't stick your finger in that socket. Junior, are you all right?
Yeah, I will be as soon as me nose stops blinking on and off.
Oh, go outside and play.
I'm sorry, kiddo. No playing for me. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to open up a lemonade stand out in the front yard.
Just a minute.
Yeah.
Where did you get the lemons?
You know that lemon tree in Norm Thalen's backyard?
Yes.
Well, you never know it now.
Did you steal them off the tree?
No, I pick up a few off the ground, you know.
You didn't shake them off the tree first?
You pretty smart for an old gal, ain't you? You
know? Well, it so happens Mr. Thalen told me I could have all the lemons I wanted.
Oh.
But don't let it happen again.
Okay, I gotta go mix me lemonade now. Hey, I'm gonna make some pink lemonade. You know where I could get some bloodshot lemons, sir? Lemonade, I'm gonna sell some lemonade. I'm going to sell some lemonade. Oh, now first I'll take this dishpan. Oh, goodness, already got some water in it. I just tossed in a couple of lemons and stirred up real well. Yeah, boy. Oh, goodness, I'm fresh out of sugar. Well, I use salt instead. It looks the same anyhow. Nobody ever be able to tell the difference. Now, let's see. One box of salt. Yeah, now that ought to be enough. There. Yeah. Now I'm going to taste that. It couldn't be that bad.
Oh, Junior, don't use the dishpan on the back porch.
Why?
I'm soaking one of your little shirts in it.
Now she tells me. Well, I gotta carry this out to me stand anyhow. I got too much money invested. No, there it is. Lemonade, ice cold lemonade. There now, lemonade. Oh, there's Mr. Fowler. Coming from next door. I'm going to make him my first customer.
Well, Junior, hello, hello, hello.
Ah, shut up. Need to buy something or move along, kiddo.
Well, Junior, what have you there? Huh? A lemonade. How much is it?
It's 5 cents for the small glass and 3 cents for the big glass.
Why does the small glass cost more?
Because it still has some mayonnaise in it.
Well, I'll take a big glass if you don't mind.
I don't mind, but you will.
Well, here's your 3 cents.
Thank you. And there's also a penny cover charge, you know.
A penny cover charge?
Yeah. If you drink this stuff, I got to cover you up, you know. Can't let you around here molding up the place, you know.
Oh, Junior, you're always kidding.
You just keep laughing, fatso, that's all. This is pretty wicked stuff, and medical science could give you a proof positive about it.
Well, here's looking at you.
Here you go. That's a nice shade of purple you're turning on.
Did you taste this stuff?
Yeah, is there anything it needs?
Yes, a stomach pump.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to the house to get a chaser.
Oh, goodness. I hope he don't put me staying off bounds. Here comes a lady customer.
Well, well, what are you selling, young man?
Short of a liquid atomic bomb.
Oh, it's lemonade. Is it good?
Is it good? The last customer went away raving about it.
Do you really recommend it?
Yeah, you know how Coca-Cola is deposit refreshes?
Yes.
This stuff is a dead stop.
sounds interesting. May I have a glass?
Yeah, is you over 21?
Yes, why?
Well, I don't want to get in bad with the law, you know.
Have you invested much in this business?
Oh, I'd say I got my shirt in it, if you ask me.
In that case, give me a glass.
Here you are. Now, brace yourself, kiddo.
Well, here goes. Oh!
Here, get up off of the sidewalk. You give me Stan a bad reputation. Get out of here. Get up out of there.
Good heavens, the lady fainted.
Yes.
Why don't you do something for her?
Well, how do you think she got down there to begin with?
Are you all right, dear? Here, let me
get her up.
You'd better make him pour that stuff out. He's liable to poison the whole neighborhood.
Junior, let me taste that lemonade.
No, Grandma,
if you don't let me taste that, I'm going to faint.
Well, if I let you, you're going to hang me. That's what you're
going to do. Oh, you should whip him within an inch of your life.
He does all right without any suggestions from you, Kitty.
Let me see how this tastes. Oh, good heavens.
You look awful silly with me shirt hanging out of your kisser there.
That does it, Junior. Now, get me.
Oh, well, I guess I'm not the only fellow who went in business for himself and then took a beating in the end, you know.
At the same time. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. And by the way, folks, don't you think too many people are greeting the returning G.I. with this? Thanks, pal, for fighting for me. Now go out and fight for yourself.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them. A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend. Sir Walter Raleigh. Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness, deep down, satisfying goodness. Sir Walter Raleigh. Clean smoking right down to bowl bottom. Leaves only a clean, dry ash. Sir Walter Raleigh. Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning. Sir Walter Raleigh. Keeps home sweet home. The brand of grand aroma. Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco. Yes, the favorite in the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. With men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking. Try Sir Walter Raleigh. The quality pipe tobacco of America. Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.